Hi, everyone. My name is Frances, and I work on the EA Global team at the Center for Effective Altruism. Thank you. The team and I are so excited to welcome you all to EA Global Bay Area, our very first EA Global focused on global catastrophic risks. So as far as conference themes go, this one's a bit of a downer. So why did we decide to do this event? Well, first, we think this work is important, and so do all of you. We all experienced a devastating pandemic just 3 years ago, yet governments seem unprepared for future ones. Countries around the world still hold over 12,000 nuclear warheads in their arsenals, and 2023 was the year hundreds of AI experts came forward to say that they're worried about AI as an existential risk. So there's a lot at stake here. But fortunately, thanks in part to the community that we're building here, progress is being made to reduce these risks. For example, we now have the Secure DNA Foundation, which is working on a robust screening system for DNA synthesis to make it more difficult for bad actors to create dangerous pathogens. And in 2023, we saw both an executive order from President Biden on AI safety and the launch of the UK's AI Safety Institute. We're grateful to everybody trying to move the needle here. And we also think events like EA Global can help facilitate this work. Every EA Global, we receive so many amazing stories from attendees like you. People coming up with new projects, finding new collaborators, changing their views within their field of expertise or their high-level priorities, attendees finding jobs, and organizations finding new hires. So we're really excited to build on our past events and continue experimenting with what EA Global can do. So thank you for trying something new with us this weekend. So now to get the weekend started, I'm just going to try to relay two pieces of advice to everyone. And then we'll take a group picture, and I'll welcome Ben West to the stage, who's going to be discussing change and possible futures for EA. Okay, so firstly, if you haven't already, we would recommend that you spend some time after this session planning out the rest of your weekend. So we have a lot of cool talks, workshops, and sessions. So you'll want to be sure to check the agenda on Swapcard and reserve your seat for any sessions that you're interested in. We also strongly recommend connecting with other attendees on Swapcard and trying to book some one-on-ones. And also taking some time before your one-on-ones to really think about what you'd like to go over during them. On our feedback surveys, past attendees consistently report one-on-one meetings among their most valuable experiences at EA Global. They're just a fantastic opportunity to form lasting connections and to individualize your conference experience and go over things that are specific to you and your work. If you find yourself with some free time and you're not sure what to do, this time we have a spontaneous encounters area that's in Exhibit Hall East 1. So you can go there and find some attendees to have impromptu chats with. The second tip, which we say every time, is to please take care of yourself this weekend. So we have about 850 attendees and a packed schedule. So if you find yourself needing a break, please do take one. You can always step outside the venue. And we have a roof terrace accessible from the fourth floor. We also have a nap room and a quiet working room on the third floor of the venue. Now, if you need support at any time at all, you can contact our community health liaisons. So that's Charlotte Darnell, McKenna Fitzgerald, and Andre Friedman via Swapcard or Slack. Please have a really low bar for reaching out to them. They're available if you need any support at all for any reason. For example, people keep telling you their AI timelines, or... or if you've had an uncomfortable interaction with another attendee, whatever it may be. If you're not sure how to get in touch, you can always check the attendee guide, or you can ask any volunteer and they'll be able to connect you with community health. Okay, finally, I would just like to say a huge thank you to the EA Global team and to our amazing volunteers for making this weekend possible. I work on volunteer coordination, so I'm very biased, but the volunteer team is one of my favorite parts of the weekend every time. It's just so wonderful coming together as a group to put on this whole production. So if you ever need help on site, you can always flag a volunteer. They're wearing blue t-shirts that say volunteer on them. Thank you all so much for coming, and welcome to EA Global Bay Area Global Catastrophic Risks. I am so excited to kick off EA Global by welcoming Ben West to the stage. Yeah. Today, Ben will be reflecting on change within effective altruism and what the future of EA might look like. Ben is currently the interim managing director of the Center for Effective Altruism. Previously, Ben founded Health eFilings, a regulatory compliance company acquired by Westfield Capital Partners, and StatistTalk, a social media analytics platform acquired by DE. Unfortunately, there won't be time for a Q&A today, but Ben will be hosting office hours in room 208 right after this session. So please welcome Ben to the stage.
All right, good morning, everyone. So it's been about a year since we last had an EAG Bay Area. And I wanted to take a little bit of time to talk about what's changed and what hasn't changed. So the first thing is, instead of an Australian philosopher, you have two North Americans who mostly communicate through memes. But more than memes have changed. The World Health Organization gave pre-qualification status to the R21 malaria vaccine, which looks to be extremely effective. And the world's first tuberculosis vaccine in over 100 years has entered late phase trials. So congrats to Wellcome, the Gates Foundation, GiveWell, One Day Sooner, and many others who worked on these. Lab-grown meat was cleared for sale in the US, and the US Supreme Court upheld California's Prop 12, which is one of the strongest animal welfare laws ever. Congrats to Upside Foods, Good Meat, HSUS, GFI, and many others. The US and China agreed to resume high-level military coordination to reduce the risk of nuclear war, but escalating tensions with North Korea and Russia have increased the risk of global conflict. Current forecasts estimate about a 3% chance of nuclear war this year. There has also been a huge shift in the public perceptions of AI. A year ago, GPT-4 didn't exist, nor did Bard or Llama. Concerns about AI were fairly obscure. Since then, we've had a US executive order on AI. The UK started an entire AI safety institute. NIST published an AI risk management framework, and the NSF announced an AI safety RFP. Major figures have spoken about risks from AI, including two of the three godfathers of deep learning and Barack Obama. FLI and Case published widely shared letters expressing concern about the risk from AI, signed by a long list of leading researchers. And major mainstream publications have echoed these concerns. And just yesterday, the EU member states endorsed the AI Act. One of the cool parts about EA Global is that for every area I just mentioned, I can think of a person who I personally met at EA Global who contributed to that success. We have an impressive and altruistic group of attendees, and I'm excited to see what you all do in the next year. Of course, many things haven't changed. The problems that the people in this room care about are still low on most people's priority list. AI safety is still a fringe worry. The World Economic Forum just released its top 10 global risks over the next 10 years, and I think it bears very little resemblance to the list that many people in this room would create. Even relatively mainstream programs like PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, are at risk of being defunded. The EU dropped its planned animal welfare reforms, and Italy banned cultivated meat. The amount spent on biosecurity research is a minuscule fraction of life sciences research. So I think it's worth reflecting on what has and hasn't changed and what we, the people at this conference, and the EA network more generally, should do and focus on, given the state of the world. It's possible that we should continue as before, but it's also possible that we should change our approach, make some strategic shifts, especially given the increased attention on AI safety. I'd like to outline four possible futures for EA, not because I think these four are the best, but rather to illustrate the scope of possibilities. The first possible strategic shift is what I call staying at the forefront of weirdness. Some areas in AI safety have now become more mainstream, so maybe it doesn't mean people who take ideas exceptionally seriously anymore. So we could take a step back from things like alignment and focus on things which are more our comparative advantage. For example, at this conference, Will McCaskill is talking about post-AGI governance, and Rob Long is talking about the welfare of digital minds. Another option is to lean further into supporting global catastrophic risk causes that are now more mainstream. We can leverage the growing attention and make use of the experience accumulated by the people at this conference. There are talks at this conference on things like AI safety comms and policy work, which might fit into this approach. Another idea is to focus on preventing the now mainstream causes from becoming captured by other interests or accidentally derailed. There's always a temptation for causes to stray from their original goals, and possibly EA can help keep them on track. The last idea I will share is that EA could stop being involved in AI safety entirely. Maybe other people have this covered, and we step back and focus on global health and development and animal welfare. These ideas are not exhaustive, and I don't know which approach is best. But for better or for worse, we seem to find ourselves at a turning point in EA history, as well as the history of AI safety. And the people at this conference and in this room will continue to influence how events go. So I encourage all of you to consider how and whether our approach and prioritization should change. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you thank you so much, Ben. That was wonderful. And thank you, everybody, for coming here today. And if you'd like to continue this conversation in a more informal setting, Ben will be doing office hours now-ish in room 208. Okay, thank you.